Again, in the very last stanza of the Piyot, there's a very important phrase that one should be aimed on. Hashem says, Shuvu tamimim lemnuchaschem. Return, perfect ones, to your eternal rest. Meaning the others can go back and rest. Malei amalei kol mishaloseichem. I will fulfill all of your requests. Shulachti bavela lemanchem. I was sent to Bavel for your sake. This is a reference to the famous Maimer Chazal. Shulachti. It's not just Hashem sent us to Bavel, which was the first Korban or Edom, but Shulachti. Hashem was sent into Golus. The Shekhinah is in Golus with us. The Shekhinah is with us, and therefore, even in our Golus, Hashem is there to sustain us. So this is the idea of Shechinta Bigalusa, and that's a reference of Imai Anoichi B'tzara. Hashem is with the Jewish people in all of their tzaras. They tell the story about a Yid in the Holocaust was knocked down by a Nazi, Yimach Shemo, and was kicked in the head. And the Nazi mockingly said to the Jew, "Where is your God now?" And the Jew said, "He is with me in the ground, being kicked in the head, so to speak." Hashem suffers with Am Yisrael in all that we go through. The next one is Chaf Zayin. It's just the immediately following one. And this is also based on a very unusual medrash, that when the Chorban occurred and Yirmiyahu is wandering, it says he meets a very beautiful woman who is at the same time minuvelis. Now this seems to be a contradictory description. Beautiful, but minuvelis actually means repulsive. So presumably you're talking about someone dressed in rags, someone that is disheveled, someone that is dirty. And he doesn't know who this woman is, and he's not sure, is this a demon, or a person, or a ghost, or an apparition? And he asks the woman, "Who are you? You look someone like an angel, someone like a person, someone like a demon." And the woman responds, "I belong to one, and I belong to three, and I belong to 60, and to 12, and to 71. I have a very distinguished lineage." And the Medrash tells us, this beautiful woman was a physical personification of the spiritual essence of Klal Yisrael, that in Shir HaShirim and elsewhere is described as a beautiful woman, the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. And the reference to the numbers is, "I am from one," meaning I come from Avraham Avinu, the unique one who brought godliness into the world. And "I come from three," of course, is that my whole heritage is from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And "I come from 12, those are the Shvatim. And "I come from 60. Those are the 60 myriads. A myriad is 10,000. Those are the 600,000 Jews that left Mitzrayim. And 71 is the Sanhedrin that gave me leadership. And Yirmiyahu then says, "You have such a good yichus, such a yichus from 1, from 3, from 60, from 71. Do tshuva. And then you will have simcha." And the woman basically says to the Navi, "Please, please, plead to your God, plead to Hashem that He should bring us a Yeshua and a Geula." And Yirmiyahu ends, and it says, I'll read the last stanza, then we'll read the whole thing. Pilel techino lifnei kono. He prayed to his Creator. Molei Rachamim, God who is filled with mercy, Rachem Ka'av al Bano, have the mercy of a father on a child. Tzok! And he cried out. Now, it's interesting. This is Hashem crying out. Mali Av Shehigle Bano, alas! To the father that exiles his child. Meaning Hashem's sar is greater than ours. The gam oy la ben shal shulchan av eno, and alas to the son who is no longer with the Father. And therefore, imki adam avru bris, if like a human being we have violated Hashem's covenants, but can you not remember the merits of those that you made a covenant with? It's interesting that one of the great greats, Gedolim and Tzaddikim, who perished in World War II, was the Piazitzner Rebbe. Piazitzner Rebbe was the last Hasidic Rebbe in the Warsaw Ghetto. He wrote the Yesh Kodesh, the Chovas HaTalmidim. Many of you might be familiar with his works. They're very, very extremely emotional and extremely ma'orer, the lave. And in fact, what is so amazing is he wrote much of this during the Holocaust itself. In fact, in one of his mamorim, he writes that bombs are bursting all around him, and he's trying to concentrate. And it is said that he made a Suda Shlishis for children every Shabbos, Mincha, every Shabbos afternoon in the Warsaw Ghetto. And the few children that survived, most of them are not alive today, they say it was like he created an Olam Haba in the middle of the Holocaust. It was somehow another world. It was a different reality. It somehow took them away from all that was going on into a world of light and a world of Kedusha, a world of joy, that for those 2 hours there was no Holocaust, there was no Chorban, there was no Warsaw Ghetto. But in the Eish Kodesh, which are reflections about the Chorban of Am Yisrael, the Pia Zisner says a very striking, startling insight. We know, by and large, that the tzoros that happened to Am Yisrael are a result of our averus, a result of our imperfections. But the Pia Zisner gave an extra dimension to this. He said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain when he confronts a world of desecration and chilul is infinite. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us feel a glimpse of his pain by having us experience it. And he says that is actually a sign of divine closeness. Hashem is mishatef us in the tsar of the Shekhinah. And he gives an example. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, he gives a human example. Rachmana Litzlan, a woman loses her husband, the father of her children. On one level, the woman is crushed, she's devastated. But she has a family, she can't fall apart. So when she cries privately. Because her world must go on, and so too, most of the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grieves privately. Because there's a world here. But there are times in which the mother opens the bedroom door so the children can share the grief with the mother. And that creates a certain bond and a certain closeness. The Pia Zisner, this is a truly startling insight. The Pia Zisner says, there are times when Hashem lifts the veil that separates us so we participate in the tsar of the gullus of the Shekhinah. And those are moments of potentially great, great closeness as well. And therefore, just as oy la ben, alas for the ben, it is alas for the av, and I want the ben to feel what the av feels. And then we're together. We're sharing that tsar. And that brings us together. And this is why the Gemara tells us for the Chorban Bayis Rishain, right? When you had the Aron HaKodesh, you had the cherubs, the Ed Kruvim. And the Kruvim were supposed to face each other. And it says that even though nobody can go into the Kodesh HaKodashim except for the Kohen Gadol, but it says that during the Regalim, they would open the Parochas and people could look in straight and they could see the Aron HaKodesh. And if Yisrael were Osin Ritzono Shel Makom, the Kruvim were facing each other in an embrace. And if they were not osin ritzono shel makom, they were turning apart. But it mentions at the time of the Churban of the Bayis Rishain, the Kruvim were embracing. At that very moment, Hashem's love was greatest for us. And this is the idea that when the Banim can share the pain of the Av, there is actually a stronger connection with them. So we'll read Chaf Zayin inside. Azbim Lai Sefik Yavik Sir Tsahina Relam Saku Khutsa Ben Khilki Yarman.